Hello, everyone. From the Poynter Institute, I'm Jill Geisler with a question for you. Are you an introvert or an extrovert? I happen to be an extrovert, but I want to talk to you today about an introvert, someone I work with. His name is Butch Ward, and Butch and I teach a lot of leadership seminars together. If you were in that room, you might not peg Butch as an introvert because he's commanding and funny and glib and fast on his feet. He can fill a room. But here's the thing. At the end of a teaching day, Butch needs some quiet time to recharge his batteries. Unlike an extrovert who, at the end of a long day of teaching and talking, wants to go home and talk to somebody about it. Introverts also like to be well prepared before they share what's on their mind. That's why in meetings they may sometimes be quiet while the extroverts are thinking by talking. That troubles Butch because he worries about his fellow introverts so much so that he wrote a column about it for the Poynter website, and it's called Advice from an Introvert, It's Time to Speak Up. He gave some really good advice, and I asked for permission to share it with you. So here goes. Butch wrote, "Fact is, we have lots of ideas, but we like to think about them before sharing. So bosses, be aware that there are people in your meetings, quiet people, who might need to be asked what they're thinking. And you might also, 1, pull us aside after a meeting to get our take one-on-one. 2, begin the meeting by asking everyone to write down a few thoughts on the issue at hand in order to even the playing field. And 3, hand out or at least announce an agenda ahead of time to give us a chance to collect our thoughts." He goes on to say, "Yes, bosses, especially you extroverted bosses, you might gain a lot by being more aware of the introverts in your midst. But let's also be clear, introverts, we need to look out for ourselves." Butch goes on to quote me and says, "Jill always says being aware of our tendencies might explain us, but it doesn't excuse us." I always teach that when I'm doing the Myers-Briggs personality type inventory in our seminars. It's not enough to understand that you have a personality preference. You have to figure out how sometimes you have to work against that type in order to succeed, whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. But here's more of Butch's advice for the introverts. 3 ideas for them. He starts out by saying, think one-on-one. It's comfortable for introverts to build one-on-one relationships, and the more of those that you build, pretty soon you're filling a room with people who are already connected with you. Makes it much easier to share your thoughts, and you know they're looking out for you in those meetings as well. 2, Butch says be a shameless copycat, and what he means by that is take a look at the many good things other people do in terms of communication. If you like what works for them, there's nothing wrong with you practicing it. Butch writes, "My style is a distillation of 100 leadership styles that I've watched and admired and attempted to mimic over 40 years. He says, like the way someone makes a presentation, notice how she engages the audience, designs her slides, paces her materials. Wish you could run a meeting like your boss? Watch how he keeps the meeting on point or expresses disagreement without disrespect or encourages everyone to participate." Then his 3rd point. He suggests that you seek out assignments to show off and stretch. Sometimes, if you're an introvert, people automatically assume you want to do the behind-the-scenes work. You know, maybe it's crunching data, doing the background things, planning. Well, maybe you are good at research, but as Butch writes, let's not leave all of the out-front roles to the extroverts. He advises volunteer to present findings or update the project's progress. Then, once you get that assignment, prepare well. Create an agenda, distribute it beforehand. Keep that presentation focused, move it along. Encourage questions and comments, and here's his genius idea. Before the meeting, brief 1 or more of those colleagues with whom you've built those one-on-one relationships and let them help you discourage long-winded speeches and keep that meeting on point. That's Butch's advice, and I think it's so important, introvert to introvert. But there's also one piece of advice I'll add. If you're an extrovert, make certain that when you're in a meeting, you don't take some introvert's idea and amplify it and suddenly find that people are giving you credit for something all you did was repeat and not originate. Maybe your voice was a little louder. Suddenly you're getting credit for somebody else's good ideas. That's why I want to underscore that these good ideas came from my friend, the introvert, Butch Ward, at the Poynter Institute. That's it for today. I'm Jill Geisler. Check out my book, Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know. And thanks.